volume. Welcome to Out of Pocket. Here's your host, Michael Davis.
Welcome to Out of Pocket with Michael Davis on Tobacco Road Sports Radio and TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com. We are your lunchtime stop for sports roundtable discussion. I'm joined by Jackson Cordray, Derek Pauly from Pauly's Pick'ems, and producer Desmond Johnson. And Out of Pocket is sponsored by DraftKings. The way is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with promo code Tobacco Road and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Speaking of fast, we have the Food City 500 this week. We have currently Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell at plus 500, Kyle Busch at plus 1,100, and Chase Elliott at plus 1,400 to win. You can also bet on top three and top five finishes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using code TobaccoRoad and bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code TobaccoRoad. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license. And I want to kick it over to our producer, Desmond Johnson, who helps put Out of Pocket and all the content together. What do we have the rest of the day before we get into the free agency talk?
It's a load starting the weekend off. We're loaded. Of course, Out of Pockets live here till 1. Then we've got Mouthing Off with Mike podcast at 1 p.m. Drop the Mike podcast at 2 p.m. So get your wrestling fix there in that 2-hour block. Actually, 3-hour block. Britt Whitmire and Brian Williams at 3 o'clock. Katie Vick is alive. And then at looks like 4:15, all Hornets Sports Illustrated, Hornets and Heartbreak with James Plowright is there. So a loaded Thursday, but getting you set off right with Out of Pocket.
That is a loaded Thursday lineup. If you're not already following and subscribing into the Tobacco Road Sports Radio YouTube channel, you can go ahead and do that. Drop a comment in the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're watching. It can pop up on the screen. I'm also seeing on the YouTube that Joe Flacco to the Colts per Sports Illustrated and Ian Rappaport. So Joe Flacco is not going back to the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, we've had a couple of days to digest the free agency period, and I got Jackson Cordray and Derek Pauly in with us. And so after a couple days to kind of, you know, regroup, collect our thoughts, kind of recollect myself after the Cowboys had a very slow start to free agency, I want to pose this. I guess since Derek's, it's his first time here, I want to pose it to you. Who do you think has won the free agency period thus far?
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. I've looked a little bit online. I mean, from Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins, that's a much needed upgrade that they needed. They got rid of Jonnu Smith, but I'm sure they can find a decent tight end in free agency.
And maybe Kirk Cousins helped Kyle Pitts' progression. Hopefully he pans out as that first-round pick. Jackson, who do you think has won free agency?
This is going to sound stupid, but I'll say this. Kansas City. Bringing back Chris Jones is, I mean, unbelievably massive. Like, I mean, to the extent of you don't have to franchise him. He's here for the next five. That you have the three-headed monster with Kelce, Mahomes, Jones. You're good. That's the way I see it. And I think, in all honesty, I like the Falcons, but I liked Ridder. That might sound crazy, but I didn't hate Ridder coming out. So I feel like he needed a little bit longer to develop. But the Falcons are gearing up to win that division.
And they are in easy division with the Buccaneers, Saints, and Panthers are going in a full rebuild. And you made a great point. Like, the Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. Just retaining your own, especially at the caliber of Chris Jones, is quite the move. Dez, you've had a couple days to regroup. Your Carolina Panthers have made a lot of moves. Do you think they've won the free agency period?
I wouldn't say they've won it, but I would say that we've been pleasantly surprised that they actually have some sort of direction. The past year plus, that we didn't really know what they were doing, but they were very adamant about, you know, fixing the offensive and defensive lines, and that's what they focused on in free agency. So, and they've got, somehow they've landed a starting wide receiver and picked up an extra pick. So, yeah, Panthers are doing okay, but I wouldn't say they won it. I would honestly, I don't know if any team has actually won it yet, but I would give it to a position group. I would say running backs are winning free agency right now, because running backs, there was like 8 or 9 of them signed first couple of hours. And you look back last year, the Panthers were getting ridiculed at this time of the year last year because they signed Miles Sanders to a $25 million deal. And that's peanuts compared to what some of these running backs are getting just 12 months later. I don't know exactly what shifted the paradigm, but I would say maybe not a team a couple of days out, but right now, position-wise, running backs are winning free agency right now. And I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Especially when you had the whole debate back in the, you know, last few months of, and Peyton Burton saying, what's up? Peyton's actually going to be on the show tomorrow, talking some college basketball, talking some hoops, talking Selection Sunday. Running backs didn't have, you know, big contracts coming out. And then you get Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles, even Austin Ekeler to the Washington Commanders, Derrick Henry to Baltimore Ravens. I think the Baltimore Ravens have actually won free agency. They did lose Patrick Queen to the Steelers. The Steelers getting Russell Wilson as well, but Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, that's like a two-headed monster. I know at least Madden players would agree. Like, that's all you got to do is do the read option. You're either having Derrick Henry run up the middle or you're having Lamar Jackson run on the outside. They've also parted ways with Odell Beckham. I feel like Odell kind of could have held the team back moving forward. And so if those are our winners for free agency, I'm going to ask you guys, who do you think has lost the free agency period? Of course, there's still a lot more moves to be made, but so far, who have you been a little disappointed in? Derek, what's your pick?
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills, mainly because of them signing Mitchell Trubisky to back up Josh Allen. Mitchell Trubisky, I trashed him on my podcast a couple years ago when they were playing Baltimore, and he threw 3 interceptions when they could have just handed the ball off to the what's his name? The guy from Alabama. Anyways, they only lost by like a field goal in that game. So they lost a lot on their offensive and defensive line. I know the Titans just signed their offensive lineman. I don't know if he's a guard or tackle, but And not saying that just because Mitchell Trubisky graduated from UNC or went to UNC, it's just I don't like him. He is my how Joe Flacco is to Ryan Frick. Mitchell Trubisky is to me.
what a shout out to Ryan Frick, one of my co-hosts of the Cat Cave, which is also on the Tobacco Road Sports Radio's YouTube channel. If you guys want to go watch that after Out of Pocket, it's another 30-minute show we bring to you. And I've also said, you know, Drake May probably is Mitch Trubisky 2.0. We'll probably talk a lot more. He definitely is.
Just because they went to Carolina didn't mean they're all the same guy. Like, Drake's got like 3 years of starting experience. Mitch played 11 games at Carolina before he got drafted. Like, it's not.
you really think Drake May's going to have more success in the NFL
than Mitch Trubisky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Have you watched Drake May play football? Like, yeah, he's a totally different player. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be like a top 5 NFL quarterback or anything, but he's not, you know, Mitch Trubisky.
He's not so, Sam Howell either. Like, this guy's
not Sam Howell either. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, let's not associate all UNC players together. No,
he's good. He's going to go top 10 in the draft, if not top 6.
He'll go 2. How good he is.
He'll go to just like Mitch Trubisky did in the same draft that Patrick Mahomes was in. Yep. And, you know, if Washington wants to take Drake May at number 2, like, by all means, go ahead and do it. I'm just saying, UNC quarterbacks typically don't pan out in the NFL, whether that is Trubisky, whether it is Sam Howell, Drake May could follow suit. But Jackson, who do you think has lost this free agency period so far?
I hate to be a homer, but I'm going to go Seattle, dude. I'll say this, bro. Seattle lost Jordan Brooks, their Mike linebacker. In my opinion, he was one of the best coverage linebackers in the league. Then you go off to Jamal Adams, who couldn't stay healthy, but that's it's not a loss necessarily, because obviously you take the cap hit, but you also take the salary in return, and you go sign Leonard Williams, re-sign him. But they lost Quandre Diggs. Quandre Diggs is a huge free safety loss. And words are he's going to go to Indianapolis and contribute there. So between Brooks, Quandre, and Jamal, I just find it really hard for them to maintain the defensive level that they were at. Now, obviously, with Mike McDaniel, you're changing things up, and he wants his guys. But they didn't go get Geno Smith, you know? Like, they didn't go get his guys. So it's kind of hard for me to think, man, Seattle's going to make some sort of comeback. But looking it over, I just think they were the biggest loser so far in this free agency. And going forward, I kind of want to see how that secondary works out and who they draft as a linebacker. There's not any good linebackers in free agency left. There aren't any in the draft, really. So they're left with a bunch of scraps.
Yeah, I was thinking like Patrick Queen with his connection with McDonald might have, you know, been potential candidate to go to Seattle. You guys also lost your beloved Bobby Wagner. He signed with the Commanders this week. But Jackson, I'm feeling your pain with the team not doing much in free agency. I've been outspoken about the Cowboys the last couple of days of like being the last NFL team to actually sign or re-sign one of their players. Since then, they've re-signed their long snapper, Trent Sieg, and they signed linebacker Eric Kendricks, who was in Mike Zimmer's system back in Minnesota, but that's all they've done right now. They've lost Tony Pollard. They've lost Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler, Neville Gallimore, Tyler Biotish. I think I'm even blanking on a couple other names that have walked in free agency, and hopefully they can replenish that in the draft. But where they are right now, I feel like Dallas needed to do something, like needed to go get a Derrick Henry like the Baltimore Ravens did. Dez, who do you think has lost free agency so far?
I was going to bring up your Cowboys, actually. Just the fact that they have not done anything to replace Tyron Smith at left tackle. So they're not going to get Stephon Gilmore back. It seems like he's probably gone. Tony Pollard's in Tennessee. It just feels like they're watching stuff kind of go out. And a lot of it's due to the fact that they haven't extended Dak Prescott yet. So it's clogging up their money. So they really don't have money to spend. And the rest of their division is spending money, like a lot of money. But I'm going to go with Baltimore, actually. I know they signed Derrick Henry, but we'll kind of see. Henry, is he 30 or is he past 30 yet?
He's on the verge. He's like 28 29.
We'll see what happens there with him. I do like that matchup with bringing him in there behind the Baltimore offensive line and matching him with Lamar Jackson. But they've lost Patrick Queen, they've lost their safety Geno Stone, they've lost Ronald Darby, their starting cornerback, their left guard John Simpson's gone. It doesn't look like they're bringing back Odell Beckham Jr. Kevin Zeitler, their right guard, might be gone. J.K. Dobbins, like they've just lost so much stuff that I don't know if it's enough for them to repeat as the AFC North champs with the way that Pittsburgh's upgraded. Cincinnati might be up there too, because Cincinnati's lost a lot of players and free agency and trades and stuff, especially on offense. I'm not sure what they're doing in terms of trying to help out Joe Burrow, but I would give it to Baltimore, probably Cincy right underneath it.
So if I could jump in real
quick. Special consideration off to the side.
Yeah, Derek.
So if I could jump in real quick, question for everyone. Where does that leave Dalvin Cook then? Does he stay with Baltimore, or do you think he goes somewhere else?
I didn't even know he was on Baltimore. He's probably going someplace else. I would think he'd get cut. Probably a post-June first cut, I guess. I haven't looked at his contract or anything, but
I didn't know it either. I know they signed him like for the playoff run, and then they got bounced out.
Is he still under contract with him?
No, he's not going to be under contract with him. He signed a 1 year. Yeah, he's not good. So, I mean, he's probably going to retire. That'd be my imagination.
Fair enough.
It's very interesting.
Last year. So, he's only 28.
So, it's very
though.
Interesting. It's very interesting. Derek brought up Dalvin Cook, because also Elizabeth, fact check me, Derrick Henry is 30. Yeah, he turned 30, I believe, a couple months ago in January. He was 29 this past season. But it's funny you mentioned Dalvin Cook. I was, you know, preparing for the show today, and all of a sudden I see on Blogging the Boys, which is like the Cowboys SB Nation page, that the Cowboys had signed Dalvin Cook and Eric Kendricks. And I'm like, whoa. And like, I'm going through and no news has broken yet, according to where Dalvin Cook is signed. So we can't confirm that, but it was very premature for Blogging the Boys to introduce that.
Or be honest.
Or be oddish, apparently. wherever that came from, maybe that was just in my headphones, whatever. But yeah, there's still a few available players. One of them mentioned was Tyron Smith. He hasn't signed anywhere. Dez, is there a particular place you see Tyron Smith going?
Not off the top of my head, but I mean, he's a former All-Pro left tackle. I'm not sure how old he is. I know he's had some injury concerns the past couple of years. He's missed some games, but I'm sure there's still some tread on those tires. Someone's going to give him a shot. I would imagine a team that's looking to be very run heavy. Hell, I'd love for him to come to Carolina, but we already have. They're going to see what Icky's going to do. I mean, it's a top 10 draft pick and tier three, so they're not going to bring in a left tackle for it. But I could see him landing someplace like New Orleans. I could see him landing someplace. It depends on how much money he wants, really. Hell, he might end up going back to Dallas. It just depends on what he wants money-wise and what he's comfortable with doing. But off the top of my head right now, I'm not sure where he'll end up landing because he hasn't landed anywhere in the first 2 days, which means he's not really a top priority signing for any of these teams.
Yeah, and Derek, you mentioned Mitch Trubisky, you know, signing as a backup in Buffalo. One of the quarterbacks who might be signing up somewhere as a backup is Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not sure if he earns a starting job, but do you see him going anywhere in the NFL to back anybody up?
Just the recent, this morning where I was looking at possibly Seattle, I actually have no idea. I don't know if Geno has anybody behind him in on the depth chart, and I don't know, with Seattle having the 16th pick, I don't know if any quarterbacks, good quarterbacks that they want, are going to be available. Possibly Seattle, but I could be wrong.
Jackson, you're the Seattle Seahawks fan. Would you like Jimmy G in Seattle?
Yeah, no, he's not good. So I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to take a quarterback at 16 if I want a quarterback. I probably won't even take a quarterback. I'd probably wait till the third round. See who drops, you know, see where Penix falls. I don't think he's a first round guy, in my opinion. I don't think really anybody outside of Daniels, May, Williams, those guys are really the first three up. Outside of that, I'm not really blown away by anybody else. And these guys in the draft, you could talk up JJ McCarthy all you want. He's not going in the first round. And if he does go in the first round, that's blasphemous. I mean, this guy, there aren't good enough quarterbacks outside of that top three that actually matters. So Seattle won't be picking around 16. I imagine they trade back and find someone else. But when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo, dude, I think he probably lands in retirement or for another backup team. Like, it just doesn't matter.
It's unreal.
How old is Jimmy G? He's still like 27, 28, something like that. I don't know if he'll retire, but maybe he goes back to New England.
Early 30s, maybe like 32. Yeah, I honestly could see him going. You know, Derek, it's funny, you know, chose Jackson's team. I would say that Jimmy G should choose Derek's team, the Tennessee Titans, as he reps the Houston Oilers jersey on the Tobacco Road Sports Radio's YouTube channel right now, because you have Will Levis. I think you guys have signed Mason Rudolph. Still have Malik Willis, which Malik Willis is basically a bust at this point. Mac mentioning, I'm sure, Tyron Smith going to the Kansas City Chiefs to, you know, protect Mahomes or go back to Dallas. That would help, you know, solidify the left tackle at least for one more year. Jackson, it looked like you had something to say.
Yeah, I have a question. Does a third round draft pick count as a bust? Like, it's a third round draft pick. Like, Malik Willis is what he always was. He wasn't going to be a first round guy. He wasn't going to be picked by the Lions at two in that draft. Like, he was picked late in the third. Like, this is,
yeah, I agree. I wouldn't call Malik a bust because he was a third round selection. Like, he got thrust into a situation starting when, you know, he was probably never supposed to be there. That was a really weak quarterback draft. So I wouldn't call him a bust. I mean, if you're saying you're expecting a third round quarterback to end up starting and being a top 15 quarterback, then that's just really weird expectations on a, a third round quarterback for any team.
Well, if you think about when he was drafted and the context behind it, Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback in Tennessee. They wanted to find something for the future, but they wanted to compile players to, like, help Tannehill, you know, because the Titans were competing for the AFC South, were getting into the playoffs at the time. So, yeah, you're going to use your first and second round pick not on a quarterback. But third round pick, you're like, okay, this could be our future. Malik Willis just didn't pan out, and now they've turned Will Levis.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a bust. It didn't make him a bust. It just means that he got outplayed by Will Levis, who Will Levis had a first-round grade. I mean, I can't call Malik Willis a bust just for the situation of him coming in and where he was drafted. I think busts are really just reserved for first-round picks in my mind. Like, I have a hard time calling a second-round pick a bust, to be honest.
So would it be fair to just say he didn't pan out in the NFL and they wasted a draft pick? Because the third round
Tennessee.
Pick.
I don't know if it's the last we see of him. Yeah, but yeah. He just didn't work out in Tennessee. Somebody will take a chance on.
I think it's a third round pick. Like, you know, you're expecting a starter. You're expecting a contributor to the team.
No. No, you don't expect. You're happy if you get one, but you don't expect to draft a starter in the third round. Starters come first and second round. And even then, second round is a bit iffy. Like, every single year in the NFL draft, it's really the first 15 guys are separate from everybody else. Like, once you get past pick 16 in the first round, you're pretty much picking second round, like, guys at that point. From 16 to, like, 45, all those guys are kind of the same, and they're potential starters. But those first 15, those are the only ones I look at, like, he should start day one. Like, I don't look at a third round pick and go, he should start day one because I drafted him. He's in the third round for a reason. There's been 60 other guys that just went before him. Like, no, I don't buy that logic that a third rounder should be a starter.
To me, it's like first round pick, you're expecting a franchise guy. You're expecting somebody to, like, stay on your team long term. Round two and three, fill out roles on your starting lineup, get starters, and then day three of the NFL draft, you're basically drafting for depth, practice squad guys. That seems to be the logic there. But I did want to introduce a new game on Out of Pocket this week very quickly. It's called Fill in the Blank. I'm going to give each panelist a different prompt to answer. And I want to start with Jackson. We haven't talked about the NBA yet. Jackson, the Lakers will finish the regular season as a blank seed in the Western Conference. As it stands right now, the Lakers hold the ninth seed.
I'd say probably around 7-9, and then they make it to the semis, see how things go from there. It all really matches up. Like, how do they avoid Jokic? Like, however they can avoid Jokic, that's how it works. Like, if they can find a way, and I'm sure LeBron's going to find a way to do this, get to the first round, play OKC. They probably beat OKC. Get to the second round, see where things go from there. As long as they avoid that guy in Denver, dude, the best player in the league, as long as they avoid him, which they won't because he'll make it to the finals. Yeah, I mean, there's no real option for the Lakers unless D'Lo just catches on fire like he has. And even then, it's real iffy. So I'd say probably 7-9.
And if you're watching on Tobacco Road Sports Radio's YouTube feed, you got Dez's impersonation of Swerve Strickland in the Prince Nana dance.
Halftime. It's halftime in the Carolina Florida State game, and they're up like 16. So,
thanks for doing that. Whatever. Yeah. Derek Pauly, your fill in the blank is blank as the best trash talker in wrestling history.
So he may have a lot of the same catchphrases, but I'm going with The Rock mainly because he picked from like Ric Flair, Jimmy Snuka, like Roddy Piper, all those greats. He got to watch them growing up. Plus his dad was in the business, obviously. And, you know, he's funny. People laugh at all of his catchphrases. Like I said, they are kind of dated. They are kind of the same shtick, but I'm going with The Rock.
And I'm loving his heel run right now in WWE. He is tag teaming with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania the first weekend of April against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins night one before Roman defends the WWE Undisputed Universal title against Cody Rhodes night two. Desmond Johnson, I know you're a fan of The Rock, but I know you're a bigger fan of the Carolina Panthers. You're filling the blank as Deontay Johnson, the newest acquisition for the Panthers, will score blank touchdowns for Carolina this season.
I'm gonna go with six, because this was the time of year last year we were thinking DJ Chark could be a number one wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. So it's like I'm treading lightly going into this offseason and seeing what they actually do. I like what they've started off with building the interior of the offense and defensive line to give Bryce some time to actually get the ball out. So I do expect the wide receiver room to be a little bit better. And I expect Johnson to be one of those guys. I don't think he's going to be the guy, but I think he'll be one of those guys in the platoon. So I'll stay at six. And if he gets over that, then great. But let's go with six touchdowns for Johnson.
Six touchdowns is a pretty good number. Deontay became a meme a couple years ago, a couple years playing for Pittsburgh. He was putting up all these numbers, but no touchdowns. Fantasy football owners were very upset. Last year, he put up five for the Pittsburgh Steelers in just 13 games. So six is actually an attainable number. We're going to wrap up with the segment that we've played all week. That aged well. And I was thinking, who's going to win their championship this year? So I'm going to give you guys a different league, and I'm going to make you guys pick already who's going to win the title. Jackson, yours is the NBA championship.
It's going to be Denver. Yeah, it's going to be Denver, and they'll probably play the Celtics, and they'll probably win in six. Nobody's stopping Jokic. He's the best player in the league. He's the best center. I think best offensive center I've ever seen. Maybe one of the best offensive players, I think, in history of the game. He's unstoppable. And if he ages semi well, he'll go down in Duncan category. Like, he'll go down with five rings, probably three MVPs. He'll do it all. So I'm going to go Denver and six against Boston.
I will say this with your Jokic comment. It took me about a year to come around on Jokic because I just didn't want to believe what my eyes were watching. But he probably is the closest thing offensively to unstoppable in the paint since Shaq, in my opinion. And their games are totally different. But
totally different.
What do you do with him? Like, you can't do anything with him. It's crazy. So I totally agree. I think, yeah, it's probably going to be Denver.
And Carson Williams, about a year ago, made a take on Jokic, and Dez flipped his lid. Everybody flipped their lid. Carson got so much hate on social media, just like I did for defending Kyle Filipowski earlier this week. Carson's actually going to be back on Out of Pocket tomorrow afternoon, Friday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Him and all his Carsonites are going to run wild in the comment section. Derek Pauly, you follow the UFL. The XFL and the USFL are combining. Who do you think wins the first ever UFL title?
Well, it should have been DC last year because they only lost the one game, albeit to the horrible Orlando Guardians. It was like a fluke loss. But, I mean, Arlington, they do have the reigning championship game MVP in Luis Perez. It's going to be somebody from the XFL division. I don't see anybody from the USFL division winning it, especially since Bo Scarborough just retired from the Stallions.
That's why. Oh, my gosh. Like, I remember the Cowboys picking up Bo Scarborough, and I looked at his, you know, measurements, everything. I'm like, ooh, that could be a sleeper Derrick Henry. Never panned out. But he did go to Alabama. Dez, yours is, you mentioned UNC's up at halftime right now. ACC, who wins the ACC tournament? Are you still sticking with your pick from earlier this week?
Carolina, yeah. They're playing the best ball in the ACC right now. They're playing defense. That's the thing that's different with them from the previous couple of years where they were relying on offense and hoping they could outscore people. Everything starts and ends with defense with this Carolina team, and they're in sync. Like, you can see teams sometimes where you can tell they enjoy playing with each other. Like, they actually hang out off the court. Like, they go to movies, they They go to eat together. Like, they hang out in the dorm. This team feels like that. They're playing for a one seed. If they can just get to Saturday night, which by all accounts, they probably should. They're up 16 at the half on Florida State right now. They'll probably get Pitt tomorrow. And then they'll probably have Duke on Saturday. So if they can get to Saturday, I think they'll get that last one seed, because the last one seed right now is Tennessee. And Carolina beat the brakes off of Tennessee earlier this year in the Dean Dome and dropped like 50 on them in the first half. Like, it should swap over if that happens. But I know Carolina wants to win the ACC tournament. The last time they won it, if I'm not mistaken, they were in D.C. in 2016, and Joel Berry was the most valuable player of the tournament. We know how that season ended up. They got all the way to the final. Villanova with the shot of all shots at the end. So I'm going with Carolina. They've been the best ACC team all year long from start to finish, and it looks like they're doing their thing today. So I'll pick the Heels.
He's sticking with the Heels. It'll be interesting to see. We got quarterfinal action in the ACC tournament today. And then tomorrow on Owl Pocket with Michael Davis, we'll have Carson Williams with all his Carsonites back on, as well as first-time Owl Pocket guest Peyton Burton from Everything College Basketball. You've seen Josh on Drop the Mic a few times. Speaking of, Drop the Mic is airing on Tobacco Road today, as well as Mouthing Off with Mike. Me and him did a collab for Drop the Mic yesterday. You can go watch at your earliest convenience on the Tobacco Road Sports Radio YouTube channel. But that is it for your lunch break. Thank you for spending it with us as well. Max saying, just when you think you got the answers, Piper changes the questions. And I agree. Top 100 should develop into a star at some point. Finally, somebody agrees with me. But we will get out of here. Thank you for spending your lunch break with us. Join us tomorrow for Fry's Out of Pocket. For Jackson Cordray, for Derek Pauly from Pauly's Pick'ems, his first time on, and for producer of Tobacco Road, Desmond Johnson, I'm Michael Davis. See you guys tomorrow, Friday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Out of Pocket.